Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. With us on the phone from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast is Dr. William Miller. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. I know this morning you want to give an update on the situation at Sherwood Oaks.
Yes, thank you. So I think most people know that Sherwood Oaks is our local nursing home, our one nursing home out here on the coast. And there's probably going to be a lot of talk in the community about Sherwood Oaks in the weeks to come. And I just wanted to share some information to keep that conversation on track and not let it wander off into the rumor mill too much. As we've talked about before, and as I mentioned in the Miller Report, nursing homes across the country are faced with some serious staffing challenges, and COVID has made that worse, and Sherwood Oaks has experienced some really significant staffing challenges. The staff that are there, the permanent staff, are an excellent group of people, some very dedicated nurses and nurses' aides, and provide really excellent care. However, they have needed to be supplemented with travelers because there's just not enough staff. And the traveler pipeline, if you will, it has dried up. There's multiple factors involved in that, but probably the biggest is the availability of these travelers. So there are concerns that there may be a situation in the future where there would be inadequate nursing coverage. In addition to that, the existing administrator, Will Maloney, has been there for 6.5 years and has really also done, I think, a very outstanding job, is retiring this week. And at this time, there's no identified replacement. So that combination of things has raised significant concerns. And I just want to share with the community that a number of leaders in the county, including people like Ted Williams and Dan Garrity, are working with the state to find emergency relief nursing and an administrator through the state. And this is a high possibility that this will happen. And the reason why I say that is because during the second COVID outbreak that Sherwood Oaks experienced, which was a couple of months ago, you may recall that the staffing challenge threatened the situation because they didn't have enough staff at that time to isolate those COVID patients. And the state did step in and did send a number of nurses, registered nurses, as well as nurses' aides. And they arrived very promptly and stayed for about 6 to 8 weeks each. And that was really very helpful. So we are optimistic that the state may be able to step in and help out in that situation again. Now, that is, of course, a short-term fix. And I think that the community leadership, both local and county and state leadership, needs to be working with the owner of Sherwood Oaks to come up with an intermediary and then some long-term plans. I know that the property and the building are being looked at by a gentleman who owns a number of nursing homes. He lives down in L.A. Named Shlomo Reichnitz, and he's considering purchasing the building and the land, and that may help solve some of the problems, especially some of the deferred maintenance challenges, but it's not going to solve all the problems. So I think that this is one of those things where we have a entity that is an important community service, really critical for our community, and that the long-range solutions are going to have to involve the community coming together to help. So that is my update. I'm going to give more detail in this week's Miller Report.
Oh, good. So watch out for the Miller Report. Dr. Miller, thanks very much for definitely an important update today and for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.